Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Why is it so hard? If you're in a couple, why is it so hard to find another couple that you like both people in that relationship equally and it's fun to go out with them? Why is it so hard?
I don't know. It's like finding a unicorn.
I know, right? It's a numbers game. It's only four people. I mean, we should all be able to get along great. Have you ever had this happen where you've got some friends that you want to hang out with? She might be seeing some dude and you're just like, I like to hang out with him, but he's an a-hole.
Oh, yeah. My friends have the worst taste in men. I tell them to their face. In fact, I tell the boyfriend in hopes of scaring him off. So I really am the problem in these groups. I am the one breaking up all the friends.
Kim here is in the same kind of situation, but it's her husband's best friend's wife. So I don't think that there's the option of not hanging out at all. Hey, Kim.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm hoping you guys can help me solve this issue I've had many years.
Such a common problem here. Let's see what we can do here. What's your beef with the husband's best friend's wife?
You know, she's just not a nice person. She's very kind. I'd use other words, but I'm on the radio, so I can't do that. She's just, it's so much drama, so much, like hatred, like she's spiteful. And I've hung out with her for about 20 years, and my husband and I are about to be empty nesters and spend more time together. And I know that that's going to bring them into the mix even more. And I just can't do it anymore. Like, I got to tap out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you gave her 20 years.
Right.
Yeah. You gave it a shot.
Can't ask for much more.
Yeah. So I feel like you definitely, do you have any like examples of her meanness?
Gosh. Okay. So for example, about 7 months ago, and this is like the biggest one, my husband's aunt passed away and we were just kind of reminiscing in our backyard, having some cocktails and it wasn't macabre or anything. It was just, you know, you're just kind of having conversations and his best friend stopped by to kind of wish him well, give him a hug. And she came in and we were talking and within probably 35 minutes, she storms out, slams the gate, but not before shouting, "We don't know what death is like." Like, it left us all speechless. Oof. Like, if we're not talking about her or centered around her, it just goes wrong.
No, there's so much ick there. The fact that your husband's aunt passed away and she turned that moment into her. That's the only example you really need to give there.
So,
that's like one of a million.
Yeah.
No doubt over the course of 20 years, too. So you have been married how long?
27 years.
All right, 27 years. I figured you got this thing down. So, because for me, this seems fairly obvious. Like, you go to hubby and you're like, I hate her. I just can't do it anymore, man.
And I have. But we're about to be empty nesters, so I know we're going to be even hanging out more.
But can't you tell him, like, here's where I'm coming from. Like, if you want to go hang out with them, that's cool, but I am out on this one.
Yes, I have. But here's the thing, is my husband loves, we get along really well. We love hanging out together. So when we hang out together, he's still guaranteed to have some sort of fun. I have encouraged him to go out, but even when he goes out with his friend, she's blowing up his friend's Scott's phone, texting him, pinging him, calling him. And so he then gets frustrated. Even her own husband has actually called her the "see you next Tuesday" word.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. See, wow. Kim, I feel like after being married for 27 years and hanging out with this person for 20 years, like, life is too short to be around miserable people.
Heck yeah.
And we are here for such a fleeting moment of time. So in this instance, like, putting myself in your shoes, if my husband had a friend whose wife, I'd be like, you can hang out with him all you want. She's not welcome in our home. Like, I don't need that toxicity, and I'm not going to hang out with her. And and I would just be done.
I mean, the two of you certainly must have an understanding after 27 years. It feels like I'm trying to give advice to somebody that has it down way better than I do.
I know, right?
But I mean, you certainly have put your time in on this thing. It's not like you can come back and go, well, you haven't even tried.
You've literally served 20 years.
Yeah, I think with what you're struggling with is not really how to handle it with everybody else, but how to be comfortable handling it with yourself, because you know the thing that you want to do. And after 27 years, I don't know what your age is or anything, but after 27 years, you've earned the, you know, you've earned it to say, you know what, this is not the way that I want to spend my time.
In your email, you put, am I wrong for tapping out, or am I supposed to just suck it up and sparkle?
Yes.
Girl, tap out.
Yeah, loud. Like, break your hand on the mat.
Yeah.
Tap, tap, tap.
Yes.
I know maybe you feel like you don't want to let your husband down. I would understand that feeling, but I feel like after 27 years, man, you can put your foot down on practically anything you want to, and I think this is worth it for you to just simply say, I can't do it anymore. I'm done.
Yeah. Find your peace, Kim. You are entitled to spend the time the way you want, and you have put your time in. So go do your thing, girl.
Well, I'm hoping I'm going to play this for him so he has a round table of other opinions besides my own.
Look, I'll take him out for a beer if I have to, all right? You've earned this.
Just as long as his best friend and then the wife doesn't come.
Right. All right, Kim.
Yeah,
have a good day.
Exactly. All right, bye.
Take care. Bye now.
The Burt Show.